Oh, hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling the radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving from down under. Yes, I am Greg the Dive Master, and now we have transferred over to a liveaboard vessel here down under. Mike is with me, as always. Are you having a good time?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, we've been doing a few dive trips or day trips here out of Cairns, Australia, and now we have literally taken one of those day trips with Deep Sea Divers Den, and they did two dives with us, which were awesome, on the Great Barrier Reef, and then dropped us off on a floating resort out on the Great Barrier Reef that stays anchored out here all the time, and they transfer passengers every day back and forth, and you can come out here and stay on the Great Barrier Reef for several days at a time, or as short or as long as you wish. We have John from Deep Sea Divers Den with us right now. John, how you doing? And
hey,
thanks for having us.
Yeah, very well. How are you?
I'm very good. Now, his accent is not... it's not Australian, it's British, because it's a worldly crew. You bring all, you know, bring everybody together here, don't you?
Yeah, we have lots of people from all over the world. We have Japanese speakers, Korean. I think we have one lady, Sabine, that speaks Danish, German, French, Italian, and a bit of Swedish, I think.
Yeah, it's cool. It's very worldly. We're going to talk to some of these folks here in this hour and really try to, I don't know, maybe we'll try to bring the world together and sing or something. I don't know. It'll be all good for sure. But Deep Sea Divers Den is the company that operates these day cruisers and the liveaboard we're on right now. It was the SeaQuest that took us over for the day cruise, right?
Correct. SeaQuest, who's one of our day boats. She's a 24-meter catamaran, cruises about 22 knots, and awesome vessel.
Yeah, very good. And we did two dives on that, and then it dropped us off on this liveaboard. This is called Ocean Quest, right? Now, tell us a little bit about this monster, because this is one of the largest liveaboards that I've ever seen, let alone known to exist. What is this?
Ocean Quest. She's 34.7 meters, 30 meters wide, three stories, helipad on the top. She sleeps 48 people, and it's really describe it a bit like a floating four-star hotel.
Yeah, it is. Like I said, I've never been on a liveaboard vessel where it was just so huge. The rooms are massive. I mean, you have a mini bathtub in your room, which is unheard of on a liveaboard dive vessel. So this really isn't your typical liveaboard of what we're accustomed to seeing in other parts of the world. This is definitely in a class by itself. And it's a floating catamaran, very stable. And what you guys do, what, move a couple times every day? Well, there she's giving her afternoon announcement. Let's listen in.
What, where? Middle deck by the sofa.
Middle deck by the sofa. Okay, I just want to make sure I got that right, because we don't have to worry about that, because we're not leaving yet.
You're not leaving. Yeah, you guys got another night to play.
Exactly, we do. Yeah, they evidently, some of the crew members actually play instruments, and there may be some kind of band thing going on. I don't know what's going on, but of course you'll hear about it here on Scuba Radio. Now, you guys have been operating for how long, John?
Just over 35 years with, I think, the original dive company in Cairns, possibly one of the largest dive schools in the world. We've just had 80,000 certifications, which is quite a milestone for a big dive center.
Yeah, it's pretty, it's crazy numbers what they do here with the divers and certifying the divers, as you heard a little bit about in hour one. And here on the liveaboard, you welcome snorkelers as well as beginning divers if they want to learn to dive. And, of course, certified divers or experienced divers are welcome as well, and just kind of mix them all together and separate them in little dive groups, and then they go out and explore the Great Barrier Reef.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, we have all sorts of people on board from all over the world. A lot of students, snorkelers especially, we're very much welcome on board.
Yeah, and, you know, they've had a few celebs. Matter of fact, Chris, one of the, I don't know, what is he, the cruise director kind of guy?
Cruise director, supervisor, I think, is his technical term.
Okay, very good. And he is a very interesting character. We're going to talk to him because you guys have had some celebs pop over every once in a while, and he has a cool little story.
He has a little story about Kate Hudson, I believe, yes.
Yeah, yeah, the movie Fool's Gold was evidently filmed here in Australia, even though the movie is placed in Australia. I mean, placed in Key West, yeah. They actually filmed it, everything here in Australia, in the town of Port Douglas, where we were talking about last week, where we stayed a couple days, is where they filmed a majority of that film. And you guys actually participated in some aspect of shuttling Kate Hudson around, and Chris has a whole nutty story about that that we're going to share on today's show that was quite interesting. Were you part of that too, John?
I wasn't part of that, no. I was back in the office in that time.
Well, it'll be fun stuff, indeed. And like I said, we're going to talk to Chris about that a little later on. Now, you talked about the crew being very worldly. Obviously, the passengers coming from all over. We have some Japanese folks on board, and I don't know. It's like the Japanese equivalent actress of Jessica Alba, isn't it?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with that anyway, whether it is or not, and whether we get to her, we'll find it. We'll have to wait and see. But you know, we've met a lot of cool people here at dinner, just hanging out and diving with them. One of them is sitting right here, Phil. How you doing, buddy?
I'm very well, thank you.
Now, we actually met Phil on the transfer from the dive shop to SeaQuest, and we had a little chat and caught up with him and some folks from Canada and France, and it was pretty cool. And you're traveling the world too, right?
Yeah, that's right. I've just come from New Zealand, and now I'm traveling down the east coast of Australia.
Yeah, and he is a backpacker and or traveler, as they say, right?
Yeah, either or, doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's all good. And he's in how many months are you traveling? Are you taking for holiday?
I'm doing a 5-month cruise through New Zealand, Australia, Cambodia, and China.
Nice. And so you just do this, and you check into a backpacker hotel, and then every once in a while you kind of kick it up a notch and join the folks here, like on the Ocean Quest, right?
Yeah. This was just sort of a spare of the moment thing. I didn't really think about staying overnight on this place. I was going to do the day thing, but then my instructor advised me of more fun doing the liverboard.
Yeah, and so that's the thing. We're running into a lot of people that they're just doing thing at spur of the moment. I mean, or just living life on the edge, or every day is who knows what they're going to do. I mean, there's a couple here from Canada we're going to check in with that are on a 1-year travel holiday. And they don't really know where they're going 1 week to the next, and just kind of going with the flow. Is that kind of what you're doing?
Pretty much. I've got a set plan of where I'm going, but where I'm going to be at a particular time, I don't know.
You never know. Just go with what seems most fun at the moment.
Yeah, I could bump into some people. They say, yeah, it's good going over here. You want to join us?
Yeah, sure. Cool. Now, so you are a certified diver, or you're learning to dive?
I have just passed my PADI open water course.
Congratulations. You did your first night dive last night. Matter of fact, we had something to do with that, didn't we?
Well, it wasn't really a dive. It was more of a card game.
Oh, no. I'm talking about the night dive.
I didn't do the night dive.
Oh, you didn't do the night dive. No, that's right. That's advanced. What am I talking about? You got a few more steps to go before you do that.
No, I'm doing the night dive tonight.
Well, there you go. You're moving right into advanced open water, aren't you?
I'm not doing the course, but I can...
You can count it towards an advanced open water course in the future. So you're going on a PADI adventure dive, and it'll be a night dive tonight.
Yeah.
Now, what you were referring to is, yeah, we sat down and played cards last night because Phil, he pulled out this card deck, and we were looking down from the top deck, the third deck, down on the second deck, and they were playing cards. And Mike and myself were looking down at them saying, what are they doing there? And I'm looking at the cards, and I noticed the cards weren't your typical playing cards you'd see in Vegas, which is what we expected. We looked down. And all of a sudden, I see these cards have these hot babes on them. What's going on there, Phil?
Well, it's just a free deck that I got with a magazine.
Yeah, it was FHM, and so it's like celebrity bad girls gone good or something. I don't. It was all good though, from what I saw.
Yes, it's tasteful, not porno, erotic, or anything like that.
Not erotic, not at all. Of course not. No, but it was all good for sure. And because it was very much high class entertainment, it caught my eye. And I was like, okay, what's going on here? And we had to talk to him, find out what exactly they were doing, because I thought they were just, you know, checking out the cards and not even playing a game. But they actually were playing a game that's very popular amongst the backpackers, right, Phil?
Yeah, yeah. You go to any particular place, someone will know how to play this game, yeah.
Yeah, and it's called, well, we can't say it on the air, but let's say it rhymes with Shiphead. Okay, so if you end up with cards left, if you're the last person with cards, you are called a ship head. Remember, that's ship head, but you get what I'm saying, right?
Yes, yes, I do.
Yeah, and so all the backpackers get together, and this is just one of the popular games that they kind of connect with and hang out with in the evening, right?
Yeah, that's right. If we've not got a lot of money and we want to save a bit, we just like camp out in the hostel room and just play cards or in the bar.
Yeah, yeah. Well, hey, that's what you do. You kind of connect, and when you're hanging out on a liveaboard like this, might as well pull out the card, especially if they're FHM supermodels in bikinis. You got to love that. So it's the universal language, isn't it? Whether it's UK or American, we can all appreciate fine art when we see it, right?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Absolutely. Now, so what about the diving, Phil? So you did your paddy open water course. You just got your certification. Congratulations, by the way, on that.
Thank you.
So where to next? You're not ready to do the advanced open water. You just want to get out there and play, though, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I just want to have a look around and see what I'll do, because I'm still traveling, so the money's a bit tight, so I don't want to carry on doing more and more advanced courses, because I don't know when I'm going to be able to use my dive next.
Yeah, well, there you go. Well, maybe you can find some places where you can even do some beach diving or something. Just grab a tank or something, get a little more experience under your deck or under your belt, and you're good to go, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Cool. Where do you think you might dive next? Do you have any thing on your radar?
Well, as I'm going through Bangkok to go to Cambodia, I might try a place in Thailand.
Place? Oh, they, you know, that's the diving there is supposedly pretty spectacular there, dude.
Yeah, that's what I've heard, yeah.
Yeah. Now, have you done anything like this before in the past, or is this all brand new to you?
Well, I've done snorkeling, but I wouldn't really compare that, because like, it's just top diving, so...
Yeah, well, snorkeling's a good step towards that, don't you think?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's, you get used to like the breathing and through nozzle.
Yeah, yeah, breathing through the snorkel as opposed to a regulator and that kind of thing. Well, it's definitely cool stuff indeed. And by the way, what's the coolest critter you've seen so far on the trip? Anything in particular that jumped out and caught your attention other than those playing cards?
Well, it was definitely Wally. I don't know what the fish is called, but like he was...
Oh, Wally was the Napoleon Wrasse, right? The Napoleon Wrasse. Big monster, huh?
Yeah, yeah, that's right. He just swam right up to me and like just sort of bypassed me. You petted him and everything.
Yeah, a pretty amazing little fish there, huh? And little isn't really the right word, but you know, it could probably take a hand off, couldn't it?
Maybe, yeah.
Now he's thinking, like, wait, what was I thinking? No, no, actually, it's a very friendly fish, and it's evidently been here for years and created quite a photo op for my video, for sure. You taking underwater pictures and things, too?
My buddy did, yes.
Your buddy did. Good. All right. Well, you're capturing your adventure on film, and now we've captured a little bit of it on Scuba Radio. See, that's what it's all about. When you come together on a liveaboard vessel like this in Australia, you connect with fellow divers from around the world, and we're going to do some more of that coming up from Down Under. Stay close.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
This garb, we're perfectly ordinary Americans.
They had me all set up with the scuba guy, made sure that I bought a waterproof watch, that's important. Gee, I'm completely out of oxygen, and look at the time. Now I'm dead and I'm late.
Bringing us back to the show is our Aussie friends, AC/DC, only appropriate since we are broadcasting from down under today. Now, we're on the Ocean Quest liveaboard vessel, and I mentioned a couple from Canada that we ran into here on the boat, and they're literally traveling the world. First of all, just say your name, where are you from?
Rod from Vancouver, Canada.
Rod, and your wife is?
Peggy.
Rod and Peggy. Now, Peggy, tell me about this. This was a little vacation that you guys have planned for some time, I'm guessing?
Yeah, actually, it's a five-year plan. We decided 5 years ago that, you know, once our kids are old enough and on their own, and we'll sell the house and move to the Vancouver Island and travel for a year.
Travel for an entire year. So you literally are taking off for an entire year from Vancouver. And this is at towards the beginning or about a month in or so there, Rod?
Yeah, it's about 6 weeks in, yeah.
6 weeks. Now you guys are both certified divers, obviously, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So what made you find, or how did you find this particular area? Did you guys just know right away you wanted to dive off the coast of Cairns and with the folks here at SeaQuest? Or this was kind of one of those things where you have like a small little plan, kind of like Phil there was saying when he's backpacking across the country. You guys have a similar thing, don't you? On just a different level?
Yeah, very similar, yeah. Yeah, it's been a lifelong dream to come to the Great Barrier Reef, and in Cairns we ran into this tour outfit that it just couldn't be a better experience.
Yeah, and did you guys plan to do the liveaboard all along, or did you do the day trip like Phil and say, hey, we got this other thing over here, you guys ought to come over and stay the night? How'd that work out, Peggy?
Well, you know, since it was a lifelong dream, I mean, you can't just come here for one day. So we knew we had to at least do 2 days on the Great Barrier Reef. And
now you're thinking maybe we should do more.
I could do a week.
Yeah, well, there you go. Yeah, you could. Well, look, and you got the time. You got an entire year to blow. Why not?
Exactly, but there's so many things to do. But, yes, I would love to stay here for a week.
Well, cool. It's nice to meet you guys. You're great dive buddies. You enjoyed the night dive last night, or just the diving in general, didn't you, Rod?
Oh, it was fantastic, yeah. The night dive was a little creepy, but we got through and seen some sharks and seen some things that we didn't see during the day. And as well as things that you couldn't see.
It was pretty cool. I mean, the night dive, before the night dive actually even started, they had like four or five big sharks swimming off the back of the boat, which made things quite interesting for some of the first-time night divers like Anna here from Colorado, right?
Yes, that's right.
Now, this was your first night dive, and actually, you're not even... Are you certified now, or are you in that same group as Phil, or are you still working on it?
Yeah, I'm still working on it.
Still work. So you did like an adventure night dive, like a guided thing, right?
Yes, I did.
So what did you think? Did you have any, were you second-guessing your decision to jump in the water when you saw those big old sharks off the back of the boat?
Well, at first I was a little hesitant, but it was really fun, and everybody else was fine, so it was not so scary after a little while.
Yeah, now we were talking at dinner. We were all sitting down to dinner together and chatting about this and talking about the dive coming up, which was going to be a night dive. And did we have any influence over you on that decision?
Absolutely. I was freaked out and I wasn't going to go. Then you guys convinced me, piqued my interest with all the animals you'd seen before in night dives.
Yeah, and I said, you got to do this. And we talked her into going, and you're glad you did, right?
Absolutely.
Now, I didn't go because I knew better. No, I'm just joking. I had to have a beer. So once you have a beer, you got to stop your water activities. That's pretty much standard procedure, as you have learned, right?
Yes, that's right.
Now, what do you think about this diving thing? Is this something you're going to continue on?
Yeah, absolutely, I will be. Yep.
Yeah. Now, so you're on holiday as well. Yeah, you're from Colorado, not quite taking a year off, I'm guessing, but what is your plan?
We're just here for 2 weeks. We just kind of decided on a Saturday night and left on a Sunday to come down to Australia and check out the Great Barrier Reef.
There you go. And we got another day of diving to finish off today. We're kind of about midway through the day of our dive day here on Ocean Quest today. However, we got another afternoon dive, and then we got another night dive. You going to do the night dive tonight?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, I will put off my drinking till later, and I will join you on the night dive. Is that a fair deal? You'll be my buddy?
Yeah, that sounds like a plan.
All right, she'll have my buck. She'll be my human shield when I see those sharks off the back of the Ocean Quest liveaboard vessel. All right, more coming up. You'll hear all about it next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio. We started producing Scuba Radio in 1997, the same year that Designated Diver Sportswear made its debut at the DEMA show in Anaheim, California. Designated Diver Sportswear has pretty much been our supplier for Scuba Radio tees ever since. It was their commitment to quality and stylish diver designs that caught our attention then and continues to this day. Designated Diver's unique combination of silkscreen printing and embroidery have become the gold standard for those who want to express their divers and are proud of it. So popular, in fact, that many divers around the world now collect them. Of course, over the years, Designated Diver has evolved into more than just diver tees. They were recently acquired by Designated Sports Incorporated, featuring additional lines like Yak Heads for kayaking and paddle enthusiasts, and It's What I Do, the lifestyle line of fun tees that let you express your passion for the sport or activity that you do and enjoy. Go to designatedsports.com to see all the latest styles and put them to work for you and your organization today. No project's too big or too small. That's designatedsports.com. Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg, the Dive Master in Australia on the Ocean Quest Live Aboard. Now, I mentioned earlier how, you know, they run day cruises out here to the Live Aboard on the Great Barrier Reef. And today on the transfer, we picked up a new couple, Tim and Alexa from Wales. Guys, welcome to Scuba Radio. How you doing?
Hey, I'm good, thank you.
Good, Tim. Good to see you.
I'm very well, thank you.
Now, we just finished their first two dives. They had an afternoon dive, and then we just got in from the night dive. They did both, right, Alexa?
That's right, yeah.
Now, you guys are accomplished divers, correct? This isn't like a first-time experience. You've done this, been there, done that, but you just haven't been out to the Great Barrier Reef yet, correct?
Well, I wouldn't say we're accomplished divers. We're sort of cramming it all in whilst we're living on the reef. So, we just did our open water a couple of weeks ago and advanced just today. We're starting our advanced course.
Very good. Now, they're from South Wales, is that right? And that's like on the other side of the planet as well, right next to Florida? I don't know. Where is it, Tim?
Yeah, it's kind of like that. I'm not actually from Wales. I'm kind of being tarred with a Welsh brush.
Yes.
Oh, I got you. Okay, so Alexa's from Wales. You're from where?
England.
Okay, fair enough. All right. So, but you guys have a song or fight song for Wales? What is it, Alexa? You were telling me this earlier. Come on, you've had a beer. You've been socially lubricated. You can perform now.
No, it's not really a song. It's just a chant that we do at the rugby.
It's a chant in South Wales. It goes how? How do they chant?
Wales, Wales. That's it.
All right, that's good. It's catchy. It's very catchy. I like it. Tim, do you do that in England too?
No, far more creative than that.
Yeah, do you have a fight song for England or Go England, woohoo, or what?
Yeah, very, very much like that.
Okay, it's just like that, but you don't want to perform it on cue, is what you're saying.
Yeah, there's a chorus.
Oh, wait. Here. Okay, that's enough of that. But anyway, it's all good. It's all good for sure. Now, we just got back from the night dive. How many night dives have you guys done, Tim?
Just one.
One prior to this one. So this is still a relatively new experience. All right, we're going to find out what they thought of the night dive. And look at this. The band's getting ready to play here on the Ocean Quest Live Aboard. Stay close. More coming up from Down Under.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
So, tell me true. Are you guys for scuba?
What does that mean?
I'm like the unofficial scuba king of St. Bart. So, if you are for scuba, I take you out on the boat. I show you the coral reef. We have kind of like a scuba party.
You know, that sounds great, but we're not certified, so we're going to have to pass.
That is no biggie. I get you resort certified. A couple of hours.
I have always wanted to try it.
Yeah? Mm-hmm.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg, the Dive Master in Australia, with Tim and Alexa from Wales and England. It ends up Tim from England and Alexa from Wales. And evidently, that's kind of like an Aussie Kiwi issue. If you bring those two folks together, there's bound to be a fight breaking out. Is that true between you two or not there?
Well, he's been living in Wales for the last 7 years, so he counts as a Welshman now.
Oh, okay. He counts as a Welshman. He's been adopted.
He has, yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Now, let's talk about the night dive there, Alexa. This was your second night dive, correct?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, and so what do you think? Because there were some sharks circling off the back of the bow when we did our little giant stride entry into the water. What do you think? Were you a little nervous, or are you used to this kind of thing?
No, I mean, you're not too nervous. They're not that big, really. But the thing is, you know that as soon as you jump in, they're going to run away, which is unfortunate, because I'd love to just swim right next to them, but they're not that friendly. But the last dive we did, exactly the same thing happened. We were feeding them off the back of the boat, and there were tons of them, and then the minute we jumped in, they all bloody scarpered. So.
Yeah, so you like the sharks. You have no issue with the sharks whatsoever. You definitely sound like an accomplished diver. You've gotten through that initial fear. Did you have that fear of sharks when you first got certified, or no?
More of a fear of crocodiles, really. That just far supersedes any fear of sharks or anything in the ocean. Crocodiles is what I'm terrified of.
Okay, so crocs bother you, but sharks not a problem. And really, it shouldn't be, because she's... What is your title in the real world when you're not diving the Great Barrier Reef?
I'm an emergency doctor.
She's like that girl on ER who's like putting her hand over somebody's aorta to save their life. Is that you too, Tim?
Yeah, I'm not the girl he puts that in.
Oh, okay. All right, just checking.
We're close enough.
Yeah, okay, cool. But you guys have a pretty good gig. So you like work 4 days on, and you're working in Australia right now for a year on, like, what, a work visa or something, or what?
Yeah, it's just on a... We got a four-year visa, actually, but probably won't stay here that long. Depends. See if we like the diving that much.
Yeah, and so you just took 2 days off and hopped on board the liveaboard here with Ocean Quest and enjoying your holiday, so to speak. Short holiday, right?
Yeah, that's what we like to do. Yeah.
Nice little distraction. So any particular critters you saw on the night dive, Tim, that stood out in your mind like, ooh, sweet? Like, what about them giant clams? What do you think of them?
Yeah, we didn't see as much on this night dive as we were hoping for, really, but all the dives during the day today have been awesome. Sharks, turtles, everything.
Yeah, the giant clams. Did you see the giant clam, Alexa? Or you see one?
I saw one today.
Three? A few of them, right?
Yeah, I've seen a few. They're good colors in the day, but they don't really come out so well in night.
Yeah, well, good point. But yeah, they're impressive. We saw one today. I think it was a good 3 foot in diameter. It was quite impressive. So coming out here to the Great Barrier Reef, this is the first time out to this reef, right?
Yeah, to this reef, yeah.
Yeah, so do you have any expectations on what you want to see tomorrow or what?
It's always good to see turtles. A baby turtle would be great.
Like a baby turtle. It can't be just a turtle. It has to be a baby turtle. Why is that?
They're just far cuter.
They're far cute. Okay, she's into the cute thing. What about you, Tim? Anything on your radar there that you'd like to catch underwater tomorrow?
More sort of predators, really. I want to see something get eaten.
You want to see something getting eaten?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know, what was the name of those fish that were using our lights on the night dive there, Mike?
Those were the Crevel Jacks, I believe.
Crevel Jacks. Did you see those using the beam of your light to hunt down their prey?
Unfortunately not.
The girl likes adventure. God love her. Hey, more coming up from Down Under.
Do you want to talk diving or tell Greg the Dive Master he's all wet? Then call Scuba Radio now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Are you ready for liveaboard diving at its best? Well, then you're ready for Explorer Ventures. Explore the Bahamas, the Northeast Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, Australia's Great Barrier Reef, even the Galapagos, all while enjoying the comfort, convenience, and effortless diving only an Explorer Ventures award-winning liveaboard can provide. Explorer Ventures has been making divers' dreams come true for 20 years now, and yours could be next. Call 1-800-322-3577 or go to ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Hey, there are a lot of places you could pick for your next dive.
The Great Barrier Reef.
Cozumel.
The Red Sea.
Indonesia.
Cayman.
My swimming pool.
But now there's a new place you'll want to think about. A beautiful island that's not hard to get to. Unspoiled. Not expensive. Rustic. Real. A full-service resort. Friendly. Really friendly. Great dive masters. Everything you need. And the diving. Whoa. Amazing diving. The third largest barrier reef in the world. Caverns. Blue holes. walls, big fish, and sharks.
All right already. What is this place?
Thought you'd never ask. I'm talking about the newest dive site in the Bahamas, Coral Caverns Dive Resort on Andros Island. Coral Caverns Dive Resort. Hey, my time's about up, so just go to coralcavernsresort.com. Find out about where you'll be on your next dive trip. Get off the beaten track and get into some real diving. CoralCavernsResort.com.
Are you wishing for a warmer relationship with your wetsuit? Well, then you need to wear Waterproof. Unlike the mass-produced, super-stretch approach to wetsuit design, Waterproof wetsuits are made using multiple pieces of higher-quality neoprene to sculpt a suit that matches the human form. The result is a wetsuit that fits better, lasts longer, and keeps you warmer. Waterproof has been the leader in wetsuit design overseas for years and now are available in the States. Go to waterproof-gear.com to find the dealer near you. That's waterproof-gear.com.
This is a show that I feel has, it has depth to it.
Has depth to it?
It has depth. It has depth and density to it.
Many, many layers of solid entertainment here.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We are in Australia, and we're getting ready for a little nighttime entertainment after the night dive. As a matter of fact, it started in style. The skipper who came on board today, they had a staff change here on Ocean Quest. Hack is his name, evidently. I think it's Hank for real, but they call you Hack. Is that the deal?
No, that's wrong. It's Hack.
It is Hack. It isn't Hank. It's Hack.
Yeah, Hank's American and Hack's Australian.
Okay, fair enough. I'm going with it because he gave me a nice little mixed drink there of a little homebrew. Is that what this is?
Yeah, that's homebrew rum.
Homebrew. So he brews his own rum. Now, that's very Australian, is it, or is that just you?
That's just me and Harry, the engineer. We brew our own rum. And any other mix that you might want to have.
And any other meats?
Any other mix, any other flavor that you'd care to...
Fair enough. I think he's had one more than I. But it's all good. Hack, see, you're going to hit me now, aren't you?
No, but I'll speak American if you're going to call me Hank.
Okay, you got... No, I like the Australian. Stick with that.
Do you understand Australian in America?
Barely. G'day, that's about... G'day, mate. That's about all I know.
Huh? Yeah, mate, aye.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Now, how did you get into this thing, being the captain of the Ocean Quest?
I bought my skipper's ticket through a cornflake packet. And
got it on the web?
Just through cornflake. I had to collect cornflake packets. Once you get 10...
you get a free captain's license.
Captain's ticket.
God bless him. You know, you love the way they do things here in Australia. But, you know, as you can tell, he's quite the character. He brews his own rum. He's kicking back after a day, hard day at sea. And now you're going to get up and, like, perform music for everybody? Is that the deal?
No, just for you, actually.
Okay. Well, that's even better. Yeah, no, that's cool. So you guys, what happened? Explain this, Hack. You guys have, like, a staff band, a crew band that has developed over the years on this liveaboard boat?
Yeah, we all realized that we play some sort of instrument and got together and made a band.
Now, we were talking to the guy last night. I don't know, is he here, the one that plays the didgeridoo? Or is that part of the band, too, or no?
Yeah, he's not part of the band he's part of the band on his shift, but he's not on my shift, so...
Okay, so there's multiple shifts of bands, but you are the core. You are the heart and soul
of the Ocean Quest nightclub.
The Ocean Quest, but what about the name of the band? Hack and the News?
No, it's Captain Cook, actually.
Captain Cook is the name of the band, or at least you, right?
Well, no, Captain Cook.
Oh, okay. So Cook is the cook, and the Captain Cook. I get it now. Fair enough. All right, so we got a couple guitars. We got a couple homemade rums and cokes. I think we're getting primed and ready, don't you think, Hack?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Okay, but before we get into that, let's meet the cook, the other half of this band that we're about to hear, which evidently you guys already have appeared on YouTube and your internet sensation, is that right?
Yeah, things are moving pretty fast at the moment, actually. Yeah.
Good. So this whole working the crew thing is just like a part-time gig, a stepping stone onto your rock star gig, right?
Yeah, it was actually a bit of a prerequisite before I came onto the boat. I had to play some sort of musical instrument, so...
Fair enough. All right, that makes sense, I think. I'll buy it regardless. What do you think of the diving here? Do you like working this kind of gig? People listening to Scuba Radio right now are probably thinking, wait a minute, these guys work on a boat, they get to dive probably in between their shifts a little bit, then they play music at night. They got a pretty good gig. It sounds like something a lot of people that are thinking about getting into the biz, so to speak, might want to take this jump. Would you recommend it?
Totally. I'd definitely recommend it. It's a good job. It's one of the better jobs I've had. So.
Good deal. All right, cool. Well, there you go. You could be a captain. You could be a cook. What about one of the dive masters? Let's meet one of the dive instructors, I should say, who we've seen work in the crowd here on the boat quite a bit. How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, pretty well, thank you.
No way. I didn't mention where the cook is from. Are you Australian, too? Okay, so we got two Aussies, and I don't think you're Australian, are you?
Australian term would be Pom.
You're a what?
I'm an Englishman.
Okay, we got another Englishman. So is it like Aussie, Aussie, Aussie?
Oi, oi, oi.
Okay, and then you say what?
Get stuffed.
Okay, exactly. Something like that. I knew there was some kind of weird thing they'd throw back at each other, but it's all good. Now I see you're doing a lot of dive instruction on the boat here the last couple of days. You do that all the time, every day? What's the deal?
You work 5 days in a row, 2 days in the pool, 3 days out at sea, and then you get 2 days off. So, for 5 days, you're either in the pool or you're in the water. So, all the time.
Yes, it is a good gig if you want to, make this your career, for sure. Working a liveaboard would be the way to go, right?
Yeah, it's a lot of hard work. It's not all, glamour and things like that.
It's not all, drinking homemade rum and playing in a band.
Oh, no, definitely not. Like with any job, you get the mornings where you don't want to get up, It's like any job. So, but it's a lot of hard work, long hours, but, there are perks of it,
Yeah, now, I've seen you doing your instruction. As a fellow dive instructor, I got to say I'm impressed with your skills, my friend. You really are taking the people on board and showing them the underwater world, showing them what to look at, working with them pretty hard on their buoyancy and issues that they need to kind of get under control to be better divers. And you seem like you really have a strong passion for it, do you?
Yeah, it's my way of, showing the people that sharks aren't these big, scary things, stingrays, aren't these things that kill Steve Irwin and things like that. It's my way of saying, these things should be protected and looked after. So, it's a pretty, nice job. It's a lot of achievement when you see, my students sat next to me, grow as a diver,
That's right. Phil, we talked to Phil a little while ago. Phil, he's been doing pretty good. You got your advanced open water yet, or did you finish that part yet, or no?
Just the basic open water I did, but I didn't the night dive.
Oh, that's right. You just wanted to kind of experience a little bit more, so he kind of took you on a guided night dive tonight, right?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, how'd you like it? How was tonight's dive?
I absolutely loved it. It was brilliant.
Yeah, well, what did you see? What stood out in your mind? They're like, hey, this is sweet.
A couple of big sharks.
You did get close to the sharks, huh?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, a little too close, it sounds like, maybe.
Not that.
Did you have to, change your wetsuit or something right after the dive?
No, I just let it stink.
Okay, fair. That was you? Really? Oh, my God. I thought that was just a dirty wetsuit or something, but fair enough. All right, cool. So you're going to play as part of the band, too?
I am. I'm the third wheel in the band, should I say. We're going to try and play some music, should I?
All right, cool. Captain Cook is coming up next. It's a world first on Scuba Radio.
Here on the island.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Does the idea of spending a week on a liveaboard dive boat sound appealing, but also make you queasy? Well, then you need to consider a Necton cruise. Necton's swath-designed liveaboard dive vessels keep the boat rocking to a minimum. That way, you can spend more time enjoying the amenities of these mini cruise ships and the underwater attractions of the Bahamas or Belize, as opposed to feeding the fish. For more information, go to NectonCruise.com on the web or call 1-800-UW-WORLD. That's 1-800-UW-WORLD.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Yes, that homemade rum has done the trick. They actually let me sit in with the Captain Cook band, and we've recovered. It's actually the morning after, and we're camped out on the top deck. Matter of fact, you know what? Let me play a clip from last night, because of course we had to do this song on the deck with the Captain Cook band. Yes, I'm jamming with them, playing guitar. Good stuff. It's all good, yeah. Hack was tearing it up on the drums. Cook was doing some guitar, and I was sitting in as well. It was good stuff. That's what you do in Australia when you're on the Ocean Quest liveaboard. Now, Chris is like the diving supervisor, cruise director, Julie of the Love Boat of this fine operation. How you doing, buddy?
Very good, mate. Really well.
Yeah. Now, we were talking earlier on the show about you having a little, you know, brush with greatness. Kate Hudson used the vessel when they were shooting Fool's Gold, and you got to, what, assist her in her dive adventures or what?
Well, I didn't quite get to take her down underwater, but we did lubricate our lungs quite well in the evening time. We had a fantastic time. She's a great lady, that girl.
Some of that homemade rum, Hacked whipped up a batch for you and Kate, and what happened?
Oh, well, we played a fantastic game. Well, I actually played my first game of Shiphead.
Yes, Shiphead. That's why it rhymes with Shiphead, and we talked about that. But Kate Hudson taught you how to play Shiphead.
She did indeed, yes, among many other things.
Oh, many other things that we can't talk about, or well, come on, dig. I want to hear some of this.
Oh, no, diving related, of course.
Oh, of course. You went down underwater.
Indeed, yeah.
Okay, all right, fair enough. Good stuff. Well, you know, you guys have been awesome. You run a top-notch dive operation. It's diversden.com.au, right? They can go there, get all the information, find out how to sync up with you out here on the Great Barrier Reef, right?
Yeah, definitely, mate. For sure.
Yeah, what's going on right now? I'm looking out over the reef right now as we get ready to launch into our last dive off of this vessel. And then we got like three turtles. What is it? Like a turtle orgy going on in Australia today. What's up with that?
Well, this is the day of national mating for turtles. And
Mating day, really?
It's mating day, yes, yes. Tomorrow we've got National Girl and Boy Mating Day. It should be fun.
And, of course, we're not going to be on the boat. And I think that was planned appropriately because we have this reputation, as those of you who've listened before are very well aware. Once again, it's diversden.com.au. You can check out information on SeaQuest and OceanQuest. Hook up with Chris, Hack, the gang here. They run a really nice operation, as you've heard. And they have one hell of a Captain Cook band right here on the boat that you might be able to catch every weekend. All right, more coming up from Australia next week. But until then, remember, it's always better down where it's wetter. Good night, everybody. And good night, too.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.